This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's time for Boston and Toasty.
I will read old tweets from some of our fellow WFAN coworkers, and Tiki Barber will guess who posted it. So let's go all the way back to January 1st, 2021. Justin Fields getting Jet fans a little hot and bothered tonight. Who posted that? Would it be Evan Roberts, Brandon Tierney, Sean Morash, or Greg Giannate?
That was January?
January 1st, 2021. Justin Fields getting Jet fans a little hot and bothered tonight.
I'm going to say that was Gio.
You're wrong.
BT?
You're wrong.
Was it you, Sean?
I could see myself watching that bowl game on January 1st thinking that.
You're wrong.
It was me.
Before we tag team the New York Jets together.
Yeah, I was getting hot and bothered. I mean, he played incredibly well.
But why would you say Justin Fields is getting Jet fans, even though you're a Jet fan?
Because
wouldn't you say Justin Fields getting us Jet fans?
I'm sorry. I can't read very well. What does that tweet say, Tiki?
That's exactly what it says. Justin Fields getting us Jet fans.
So the reason I took the us out is I realized it was either going to be me or BT.
Well, that's just cheating. He just cheated.
That is cheating.
He cheated. You have to read the tweet as it exists.
He's right. Because then he eliminated you based on you not saying us.
Exactly.
I'm sorry. I didn't want to make, because I was thinking, like, what other Jet fans are there besides Tierney and me? I could have said Beningo, but his Twitter account's really run by his daughter. Like, I don't even think you would have bought that one at all. All right, fine. I'll throw that one away.
Throw it out.
This is another timely one for you. February 23rd, 2023. Bottom line with Daniel Jones. You're paying for what you're going to see, not what you have seen. Love the marriage between him and Daboll. I want to see them grow old together. No reason DJ can't take a big step when he gets better receivers around him, just like Jalen Hurts did.
That's a long-ass tweet.
It's a long-ass tweet. Was it?
That's got to be Sean.
You're wrong.
That's not me.
What? That is not you.
I have one similar to that from that same day.
Really? So, it's not you, I promise.
Give me the options.
Well, Sean Morash was an option.
No. You're wrong.
The other option was Brandon Tierney, Chris McMonagle, Tommy Lugauer, or Greg Giannotti.
You didn't even have Sean as an option?
Well, I took him out now.
Oh.
Because it's not him.
That's Tommy.
He likes to hang and bang.
There it is.
So Tommy was taking my takes back then, too. Got it.
Well, I think you guys agree on a lot of stuff. I mean, even Aaron Rodgers.
I mean, you're both Giant fans.
Yeah.
Why not? I mean, you should be similar.
You guys really are. I mean, I think so far in the early days of free agency, you're pretty much on the same page, aren't you?
I would say so. I mean, he's a little bit more...
Which one have you not liked?
I didn't understand the Slayton one from, honestly, from his perspective. I thought he'd be bolting out of here, Teak, because I thought there was some bad blood there with Slayton and the way they handled the Daniel Jones situation.
No, you're right.
So I was stunned that he'd even want to come back here, but I think the reason they brought him back, and you alluded to it earlier, is that the perception of the Joe Shane era is they let Saquon, McKinney go, and they were leaders. Slayton, we know his flaws, and he's like, what, a second or third receiver? Yeah. But he's a locker room guy, right. And you don't want to keep losing locker room guys.
And they're only paying him $12 million a year. I wonder what his free agent market was like. I have no idea.
I don't know. I mean, I think that to answer your question, Tommy, that may have been his best offer, too. Right. And sure. Also, it may have been just the familiarity of, he likes it here. You know, it's getting up and it's moving. We kind of forget that a little bit.
You're right.
The one thing I would say, scrolling through Twitter yesterday, is that the lineman they signed from the Browns for depth, everything I read about him is that he stinks. And we talk about...
Who was it?
Sean, name, please.
Hudson. Forgot his first name already.
He's brought in as a depth piece, Teak. We talk about it all the time.
His name
they don't
is
have...
James Hudson.
James Hudson.
Yeah. Everything I've read, it doesn't sound good.
No, and to defend Tommy on this, I did the same thing with Brandon Stevens, the corner they gave 2-3 years, $36 million to. And basically, Raven fans were having a party last night on social media that they got rid of him. Right. And there were highlight packages of him just like falling down,
He was bad in moments, but he's big. So he's a big corner, and the potential is there because he's still young.
Yeah, I think they're paying for what they hope he turns into. All right, two more. I'll give you another giant one. The giant ones are always fun because they age so incredibly well. January 3rd, 2021. No matter what happens tonight, the Giants have effectively reversed a lazy, unprofessional, and selfish culture and replaced it with one of accountability, professionalism, and passion. The arrow is pointing up. Joe Judge is that guy.
What?
Yes. Is that Tiki Barber, Sean Morash, Tommy Lugauer, or Brandon Tierney?
That's definitely Sean.
You're wrong.
How is that not Sean?
Not Sean, no.
It wasn't me.
Why? You didn't feel that way about Joe Judge?
BT.
BT!
I was wrong.
He was.
There you go. And our last one. This is impressive.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Because this person knew the future. This tweet tells the future because you got to go all the way back to 2015. July 22nd, 2015. And this person wrote, quote, "Christopher Columbus, a real moron, but I'm glad he came over, LOL. I'm dying listening to Pat McAfee. This guy needs a TV show." Now, he turned out to have a TV show. This was in 2015, where I think he may have still been active. So who posted that? Was it Evan Roberts, Boomer Esiason,
Al Dukes or Tiki Barber?
I think that was Al Dukes.
You're wrong.
Then it was me.
Hey, it's Tiki Barber.
It was you. You remember that?
I do.
You could tell the future.
No, he was good. I think he was right because he was debating coming to CBS at that time. I can't remember now the time frame because he actually did come to Odyssey.
He worked, yeah, for the network for a brief period of time.
Right, but it was quick. Maybe it was right around then. He's trying to lure him here.
Oh, you're kissing his ass?
One of the rare uses of Twitter by me.
I know.
To recruit fellow talent.
It is funny. Posted and Toasted is fun, but it's very difficult to find good Tiki Barber tweets. Those are always a challenge. 888-808-1019. Let's go to Josh in Smithtown. How are you, Josh?
Guys, I'm good. Just really quick for Sean. You know, I respect Sean's football acumen, but he said he'd rather have Mac Jones, that packet of mayonnaise, over Jameis Winston. I don't know about that one. I mean, that reminds me of when he said Soto should bunt last August.
I remember that.
It's funny because, you know, when the Giants were good and you know, the rivalry with the Eagles and the Cowboys and everything is at its highest, you really hate those guys. Those are the players you hate the most. Like, mm-hmm. You know, I hated Brian Westbrook growing up and DeSean Jackson and right. Tony Romo. And, you know, now those guys, I'm like, you know, I don't like them because I don't like those teams. But the guys that I hate the most personally are two guys that we're hoping the Giants will bring in, and that's Aaron Rodgers and Russell Wilson. I just feel like there's no two douchier players. And so for that reason, I would rather Jameis Winston try to, you know, pray to the gods to deliver us from the boat trip. And, you know, just at least it would be fun to give us some sound bites and you know, we could have some fun with it.
No, I mean, that is guaranteed. No matter where he goes, he's going to be the same dude. Like, no coach is going to be like, hey, man, Jameis, you should tone it down a little bit. He is who he is.
There's also a great element to what Josh said. So when you think a guy can help you win a championship, you'll make a deal with the devil.
Mm-hmm.
So even if you didn't like Aaron Rodgers, I remember Craig didn't like Aaron Rodgers personally. Just didn't like him.
Right.
But I think as a Jet fan, he came around and said, you know what, deal with the devil. He gives us a chance to win.
And he did,
right? It didn't work out, but I think when someone gives you a chance to win, it's easy to make that deal with the devil. The best case scenario with Russell Wilson and Aaron Rodgers is just being good and respectable.
Yeah.
Like, the Giants aren't winning a championship, and so if you personally don't like Russell Wilson because you think he's corny like Sean said, or you don't like Aaron Rodgers, they're not deep rivals to you, but you just don't like him. To me, it's more difficult to make that deal when you know the outcome isn't dreaming of a championship.
Right.
So right. I can see the Giant fan saying, I got to be honest, guys, I don't like them. I don't want to root for that guy for 1 year when I know it's not leading to anything special.
Yeah, it almost goes back to that conversation that we've had many times that you only get them because you know you have to win.
Right.
It's not like, hey, we're going to reset with a young quarterback, whoever that may be, trade up and go get Cam Ward or sit there or go back and go get Jackson Dart, whatever it is, and bring in some other free agent. You do it because you have to win. And that's what makes it feel desperate and not as, I don't know, appealing if you don't really like Aaron Rodgers or you don't like Russell Wilson.
Joe is in Cedar Grove. Good afternoon, Joe.
Hey, gentlemen. What's going on? Tiki.
What's up, dude? First,
you got to promise you're not going to ban me from the FBI, right?
But
let's have a civil conversation here. We're all in agreement that the Giants desperately need a quarterback. Right?
I think
that's unanimous.
Well, they don't have one right now other than Tommy DeVito, so they need a quarterback.
For sure. I agree, no player should ever try to tank. However, the Giants management and owner had a built-in excuse going into that Colt game. Malik Nabers was questionable. He was, I think, if I'm not wrong, he had a back injury. He went off that day.
Yeah.
If the owner goes to the GM and the coach and says, I don't want to risk injuring him severely for the future, I also want to evaluate younger players to see what they got for next year and the future. That is the built-in excuse to lose that game.
Yeah, but then now you're taking Malik Nabers' rookie aspirations and you're throwing them down the drain for what? Because if he's healthy, he's going to play.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omisid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omisid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.